Welcome to our Common Thread Weekly Meditation. Today, a different kind of self-examination meditation, but even so, you're going to need something to write with, so you might want to pause the recording and get that. Last Sunday's lesson, bringing the same intention and planning to rest that we do to work, setting aside times that we don't allow ourselves to work, when we walk by the laundry as a discipline. Not today, laundry, I'll be back tomorrow, but today's about intentional not doing. Walk away from the computer. No more hours for you, task list. The next few hours are for intentional not doing. Well, in the discussion after the lesson, there was near unanimous agreement. So many impediments to intentional rest. Stories that we tell ourselves, guilt and ought and should and being judged and judging ourselves. So today, a different approach to self-examination. Instead of looking back at our days, let's look to the week ahead. Let's imagine ourselves this week intentionally slowing down. Intentionally approaching our days with unbusyness, unhustling, unrushing, a meditation on slowing down, on resting as we go through our days. And as we always do, let's begin with some breathing and relaxing. Take several slow breaths in slowly and out even more slowly. Do that several times. In and out even more slowly. And continuing to breathe, scan your body for tension. And any you find, just let it relax. Maybe work down your body, starting with your face, your neck, shoulders, down through your back, your abdomen, your hips, into your legs. Letting go of any tension that you find there while you continue breathing in slowly, out more slowly. Let's do that for a few moments, breathing and relaxing our bodies. Breathe in, out more slowly, relaxing more deeply. And for our meditation today, let's imagine ourselves in a context that's going to come up this week. Maybe it'll be your work, or maybe it's you working on your task list. Some ordinary moment, allow it to come to mind, something that you'll be doing somewhere you will be this week. See if that will come to mind. And let's see if we can imagine ourselves in that moment, in a state of not hurry, as though we have enough to do and enough time to do it, even if we don't feel that way. Approaching that moment in a non-rushed way, a calm, unhurried way. See if you can imagine that in the week ahead. And as you're imagining, maybe jot a reminder note for yourself so that when you get to that moment, you'll remember. Remember to slow down and to breathe. Doing the thing, yes, but doing it with a posture of inner rest. Take a few more moments and imagine. As always, pause the recording if you need more time. But let's imagine a second context in the coming week, a place that we can be where we can not do. a time and place we could be where we were not listening to something, not doing something, not working on something, not churning something over in our minds. To put a finer point on it, is there a place this week that you could allow yourself time to daydream? Time to let your mind run free without an agenda. Now, it turns out daydreaming is connected to productivity, but we're not doing it for that reason. We're training ourselves in the art of slowing down. So imagine for a moment, is there space and time for you to daydream this week? Where will you be when it happens? What time will it be? And as you're imagining, as something comes to mind, jot that down again so that you can set a reminder for yourself when you get there. And as always, pausing anytime we need more time. Let's imagine a third place will be this week. Some place, some time, where we could apply a hard stop to whatever it is we're working on. So maybe that would be a time of day. Maybe it would be after some marker. A time you can imagine a clear demarcation. You were doing, and then the doing stops. Is there a time that that could happen for you this week? When will you stop checking work and stop thinking about what has to be done and start loving your people or looking out the window or doing something restorative? When will you intentionally turn off and begin to rest this week? When will you intentionally shift from doing time to not doing time? Where will the demarcation be where you begin mind resting time? And if you can picture a time that could happen this week, again, a reminder for yourself when you get there. And pausing, if you need more time, inner divine, may we train our souls this week, train our minds, unseat the entrenched habits of hurry, of doing, and may we recalibrate our relationship with rest. Amen. We've been saying in both our lessons and these meditations that this pandemic is an aggressive invitation to reassess our lives, and especially how we relate to rest. So this week, let's be training. Use those notes you made, set some reminders. Let's begin rehabituating our brains. Well, I'll see you in the chat group and see you next Sunday. Have a growing week.